In 1984, the cover of Time magazine presented a most startling picture. It showed a prison cell, kind of dark and bleak, with just two men sitting there on folding chairs. The young man wore a black turtleneck sweater, blue jeans, and white tennis shoes. The older man was dressed in a white robe and a white skull cap on his head. They sat facing one another, up close, personal, and they spoke quietly. The young man was Mehmet Ali Agca, who 3 years earlier had attempted to assassinate Pope John Paul II. The other man was Pope John Paul, his intended victim. The Pope tenderly clasped the same hand that had held the gun that had shot him. This picture has become a living icon of mercy. John Paul forgave this man, and it caused him so much pain, so much anguish. That simple photo speaks a thousand words of mercy. He embraced his enemy, and he pardoned him. And at the end of their 20-minute meeting, the young man raised the Pope's hand to his forehead and held it there as a sign of respect. John Paul took both his hands into his tenderly. When the Pope left, he said, "What we talked about must remain a secret between us. I spoke to him as a brother whom I have pardoned and who has my complete trust." This was certainly an example of divine mercy. The same divine mercy whose message St. Faustina is witness to us today. The same mercy we each can accept when we honestly can say, "Jesus, I trust in you." "Blessed are the merciful," said Jesus, "for they obtain mercy." But mercy, it seems, is easier said than done. It's a hard practice. It's not at all easy. But Jesus, as we know, was all about mercy. Our Lord told St. Faustina the mercy he wants to give to the world, if only we can trust and fully believe in his love. Jesus told St. Faustina that the Feast of Divine Mercy should be a refuge and shelter for our souls, and especially those poor sinners. And yes, amid our pandemic of sin, we can indeed shelter in place under his mercy. For Jesus promises to pour out a whole ocean of graces upon those souls who approach his fount of mercy. And that outpouring of divine mercy is ours whenever we approach the sacrament, confession, when we approach with true contrition. And yes, with the restrictions on at the moment, it may be a while before we can actually go to confession. But imagine the great feeling of relief. Imagine that mercy washing over you. "The greater the sinner," Jesus said to St. Faustina, "the greater the right he has to my mercy. It's not something you earn, but it is yours for the asking. And we must each humble ourselves and ask." There's a saying that you can't give what you don't have. Pope Francis wrote in his encyclical, The Joy of Love, "The showing mercy to others assumes that we ourselves have had the experience of being forgiven by God, justified by his grace, and not by our own merits. If we accept that God's love is indeed unconditional, then we will become capable of showing boundless love to others." We won't be able to share divine mercy with others unless we have truly accepted it ourselves, truly welcomed that mercy into our hearts. Christ absolves us of the sacrament, but we must also forgive ourselves for what we have done. That is a big part of our healing from sin. Well, once we trust in Jesus and accept his divine mercy, we become free and able to show mercy to those who have hurt us. Just as the church exists to share God's self-giving and merciful love, so too the domestic church, the family, exists and is called to share that same self-giving and merciful love. A large part is that teaching our young people how to give of themselves and to others, and how to be forgiven and to forgive in return. We all have a vital role in helping our families, friends, and co-workers to recognize the link between accepting God's love and offering that acceptance, that love, and mercy to others. But the process always begins with seeking God's mercy ourselves. In meeting with his accession, Pope St. John Paul showed us how to accept God's mercy, and then how to offer that mercy and forgiveness to others. Our brothers and sisters, may we all trust in Jesus. May we all accept the unfathomable love and mercy he offers to each of us. We'll now have a few more minutes of silent adoration.